I do all of their contracts, in, of course, in cooperation with Joel. And I, expectations for the planning session, I would love to see strong solidarity and teamwork for this organization going forward.
Great.
I'm Lisa Marie Von Bargen. Not really a nickname as a kid, but have been called LVB for many, many years, off and on. I, like Carl, wanted to be an attorney when I grew up. I am not married, single, and no kids. And I had three Shih Tzus, Dexter, Fred, Daphne Jane, and Dugan Bob. They have all gone to doggy heaven. My hobbies, I love to fish. I love to be outdoors. I am the fish whisperer. Normally, if nobody else on a boat is catching fish. And the reason for that is that I always keep my pole in my hand. I don't stick it in the pole holder and be lazy like everybody else. And then I have a bachelor's of arts degree in philosophy from the University of Puget Sound. And I have a master's degree in project management from the University of Alaska Anchorage. Career history, I worked loading airplanes for Era Aviation on the ramp right out of college. And I went on to work for the Convention and Visitors Bureau as a tourism manager and executive director in Valdez, in Alaska, and then moved on to be the community and economic development director for the city of Valdez for 16 years. And now I'm the borough manager in Wrangell. I've been there almost 3 years. My expectations for this planning session, I'm here for the food and everything else that's already been said today.
I'm Jeremy Travis Bynum. My nickname as a kid was Bynum because I have a twin brother, so that just made it easy. I wanted to be a logger when I was growing up, and then a state trooper, so it kind of changed a little bit, and I became neither of those. I'm engaged to Carolyn Lee Henry, no children. We are a pet household, however, we don't own pets. We are owned by a cat named Olive. She lets me know this every day that she's in charge because at 5 a.m. she taps on the window shades so that I'll open the window for her so she can sit up there and observe the cold wind blowing in. That's the way that goes. Hobbies, outside of the typical Alaska fishing and hiking and outdoors, I've been officiating high school basketball for 20 years. So I really enjoy contributing to the community in that way. Education, Bachelor's of Science in Electrical Engineering. And I also have a professional engineering license in Alaska and Washington State. I started my career as a journeyman power plant operator, mechanic, electrician. And then I went to college and got my electrical engineering degree, and I've been in hydropower ever since. Expectations for this session are to build, to get to know all of you here as I'm new to the board, build good relationships with everybody here so that we can have a single vision for the future of our organization, SEPA, to benefit our three member communities. Great.
My name is Clifford Todd Skillings. Nickname as a kid was Lenny. What I wanted to be when I grew up was either an airplane pilot or a dentist, or a flying dentist, I don't know, either one. Married, three kids with the first time around and two with the second. All are girls except for one boy. Type pets, I have a brown lab named Jesse who bounces off the walls and loves to go with me in the truck everywhere we go. Hobbies, love boating and traveling and just chasing kids around with all the activities we're in. I've got a double major in poli-sci and business administration from St. John's University. Career history was, I got out, worked for Senator Murkowski on the Hill in D.C. in 93. Came back and lobbied timber and fisheries with the Saners and the Loggers Association. Worked with Ader Wynn with Gateway Forest Products for the wrong reasons in the day. Did sales for Alaska Marine Lines, and now I own a ready-mix concrete company, so bounced all over the place. Expectations for this, I would like to just see how we can build and grow SEPA, the operational goals that that we can line out here, and then just get to know everybody a little better and all the communities. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Tor Benson. My nickname is Gibbous Tormo, just a variation of my own name. When I was a kid, I was pretty like a realist. So I found a journal I had from when I was a kid, and I said I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. So, I'm married for my wife 7 years. She's from Italy. She lives in her family right now. We don't have pets because we enjoy traveling. So we got back. We were in Thailand and Southeast Asia for 2 months. And if you have a pet, it gets in the way a lot of times. My hobbies used to be fishing, and now it became a career. Of course, a fisherman. Recent hobby though I've developed is personal finance and taxes. So, I don't know, numbers oriented. My education is, I have a bachelor's, I have a biology degree from Oregon State University with a double major in education and chemistry minor. My career history, I started fishing when I was 18 in Southeast. I've been doing that part-time, and now I'm starting to work for a CPA. My expectations for this meeting are, what everyone else has said, I guess just get one idea in mind. And I'd also like to see it if it seems like it's a north end, south end kind of thing. And I'd like to see it more of a community mindset and maybe less of a north south.
Great. My wife worked at OSU for 3 years, so.
It's a university connection.
Yeah. It seems like there's a lot of those around.
I'm keeping track of all that.
He's just going to start speeding up.
Yeah. I'm getting the rest of the coffee. Yeah.
There's only two left, man. You don't have a chance.
More than that. Yeah. We've got backup.
Robert Carl Larson. Never had a nickname, always Robert. What did he want to be? I wanted to be a pilot. He bought an airplane when I was 16, at least pieces of an airplane, until my mother made me give it back. types of pets, a beautiful black lab named Sophie, who's my hunting buddy, and two ravens, Mick and Molly, that have adopted our family. So, hobbies, I turn bowls, education, Bachelor of Science from University of Alaska, career history, 27 years as a research biologist for the Department of Fish and Game, and 16 years for the Forest Service as kind of a social scientist position, which was a big experiment for both me and for the agency to put me in that position. Technical guy. There we go.
Tell us about your expectations, Robert, please.
Expectations, real quick. I would like to have consensus on some goals that will bring us through the next 4, 5, 6 years. We could, and if we have some goals that make sense and we have consensus, then whatever strategy, we need to agree on a strategy. We don't have to be real specific, but we have to be able to figure out a way to move forward to implement those goals. So that's my expectations.
Great.
My name is Kirk Harry Gibson, no nicknames. I always wanted to be a businessman when I was young because my dad worked with his hands, and I just thought that was getting better. I don't know if it is, but I'm married 43 years. I have three beautiful daughters in their 30s, and they all have a guy that I approve of. My pets are three chocolate labs, Juno, Gracie, and the one I named, Cricket. And hobbies, I love gardening and wine, maybe not in that order all the time. Education, I have a BS in finance and computer science from Ryder College, an MBA in accounting and marketing from Boston College, and a JD, a law degree from Franklin Pierce Law School. My career, I started with mobile as a financial analyst, a plastics division, and then I moved to the law. I started in-house at Northwest Natural Gas. I worked at the Nevada Public Service Commission for a time, and then now I've been in private practice over, I guess, 30-some years. I've been in the law for 37 years. I've always had a knack for utilities. I did utility work when I was at the grad school. Wrote management utility cases for Boston College. And my expectations for this planning session is to meet the new team that's taking care of my baby. And, you know, I'm going to say I want to help you. I want to assist you. I think of this, and you should think of this as a rose bush, you know, and as they need care and they need nurturing, you know, and sometimes they need to be trimmed and sometimes they need fertilizer. But they just, and then they'll bloom and they'll look beautiful.
Excellent.
All right, well, I'm last up, and I'm going to give these for, I saw pictures of your turnbulls. They're amazing.
Oh.
And the SIPA logo, wow.
Not everybody's
attorney and graphics designer. That was interesting tidbit. So my full name is Scott McAllister Lindsay. My nickname as a kid was either Scotty or Duke. What I wanted to be when I grew up was happy up until I became a dad, and then I realized happy isn't good enough. I want to be a dad. It was amazing. I'm married. I have one little boy at home. His name's Turner. He's super cute. He's 17 months. He just said, I love you, Daddy, in a video this morning, first time. So that was pretty amazing. Gonna get through this. It's gonna be okay. And then I have one pet at home. She's 15. She's Lily. She's a sweetheart. She comes to office with me. She's an old lady, but she still has a good time there. Hobbies are when I can do it is Hapkido, and I play sand volleyball competitively when I'm able to do that as well. Went to University of Portland and got a BS in communications management from there. I have long career history in public power, started back in D.C. working for a member of Congress and had the occasion to work with Northwest delegation. So I worked with Murkowski's office and Stevens back then. And so fun group of folks there, and played on the softball team with Murkowski's team 2 years ago. But anyway, so there's that. And then ended up working for NWPPA, doing policy work for them, and so I had the occasion to work throughout the West, including Alaska, and so that was fun. Expectations for the planning sessions are to guide an open, collaborative, inclusive, high-level discussion about the future of the organization. So I think that jibes with what we're talking about in terms of the input that we receive from folks. I think it's all attainable. So we'll try and keep you on track and get you there. All right, so that was our introduction component. All right, so now we're gonna talk about the STP plus O process. I'm gonna glaze over this very quickly because we don't have a lot of time for it. But this is basically the process. It's the situation, which is where we're at now. It's the target, which is where we wanna be. And it's the proposals, how we're gonna get there. And then we've added O to this, which is objective. This is a formula that was put together by a couple of professors out of University of Oregon in Eugene area. And we've added to it from the standpoint of adding the deliverable on the back end, which is the objective. And in terms of the objectives, we'll ask three questions. We'll ask who's responsible, because we want to make everything have a deliverable with it. When is it due? And is it going to require additional human or financial resources? So we're going to work through all of that process. Quick overview, introduction, just to get you guys thinking about this. This, again, is the way things are, how we want things to be, and how we're going to get there. The reason why we're doing this, strategic planning feeds in from all of these areas. So you've got your bylaws, your mission, vision, values, board goals, staff level evaluations, you know, your metrics, trying to determine where you're at, how you're doing, and then your joint action agency agreement. The purpose, typically, for a strategic planning session is to address the top-level issues of interest that are identified through a pre-meeting survey. So this is that pre-meeting survey that we put together for you guys. And so really what you guys have done through that survey is provide us some direction in terms of what it is that you want to focus on. We'll get agreement on that today, but it really just gave us a jump start in their planning to make sure we're using optimal use of our time. It's got to have measurable outcomes, timelines, and allocation of resources, as I said in the O part of the conversation, the objectives, and provide direction that stands the test of time, because you're looking for a plan that looks into the future. So typically what you're going to see from most strategic plans is there's this internal external assessment, which we're going to do. We'll identify and address the issues that we want to address, and we'll talk about paths to get there, but not to solve, just to have a conversation about how we're going to address that. We'll do goal setting, and then we're going to establish baselines for evaluation. And it could be quarterly, it could be annually. In terms of deliverables, so Eddie and I were retained to deliver this. So this is what you guys are going to get for your money. So we've got this pre-planning strategic meeting survey. We're going to share those results with you. We're going to do the internal external scan today. We're going to help you develop mission values. Depending on how you guys want to go, we're going to work on that side of it. We'll just have a quick review of the governance documents. We're not going to jump into them. Really, all we're going to try and do is take a look at them and say, okay, in terms of what you've got for governance documents, does this jive with what we're saying we do? That's going to be a pretty quick conversation, but I think we're going to be able to improve on that. We're going to do a status report on the achievements from the year. We're going to ask Trey to use 15 minutes after the break to talk about what you guys have done over the last year. We're going to take copious amounts of notes. So we're going to post them up all over the room, so just expect to be locked by. And as we go through, we're going to be cataloging all this stuff. We're going to provide you a hard copy of all of those notes after. We're going to give you an opportunity to review them and approve them. So if we missed something or we didn't interpret it correctly in terms of how we captured it in the notes, you'll have an opportunity to explain that. We'll do a first draft of the strategic plan after we do the goal setting and strategic objectives, assignments, schedules, budgets, all that kind of good stuff. And then we'll give you a one-page strategy map at the end of it. They'll really just be a one-pager. You can post on your wall in the office. You'll know exactly what SEPA's about and what you're about in terms of your time working with them. All right. So Kirk touched on this a little bit, but I just want to reiterate. So here are your four responsibilities as a board member. And the first is to duty of care, and that is to what would a prudent person do in terms of managing or in terms of, excuse me, I want to make sure I get this right because I've got two attorneys in the room, so I'm probably just going to read this right off of them. So the duty of care is what an ordinary or prudent person would exercise in like circumstances. And basically what your care is to offer reasonable care for purposes of making or being decisions that your decisions are good as terms of being stewards of the organization. Obedience is faithfulness to the mission. So you basically want to make sure that you manage the resources appropriately and you're doing it in a way that is advancing SEPA's interests and their agenda. Loyalty is faithfulness, so you provide your undivided allegiance. Never use information obtained as a SEPA board member for personal gain. And then attention, and this is a new one, this is from Sarbanes-Oxley, this is back in 2002, and basically that's that directors can be held liable for not attending board meetings and not calling out issues with regard to audits. So if there's something that you see in the financials that you don't call attention to and it becomes a problem later, then you can become personally liable for that. So. No pressure there. So just wanted to run through those again for folks just to alert them to that. And then in terms of the duties, really the big thing here that we want you to focus on is, again, the hat you're wearing is for SEPA today. You want to look out for the interests of the agency. You're not looking out for your individual munis. It's for the best direction for the organization as a whole. Based off what you've said, that sounds like where everyone's coming from, so that's a good thing. That's a great starting point. Also, your duties are to hire, fire, and appraise the CEO, to set policies, to praise the performance of the organization, and to allocate resources. So these are things that are important to think about. And again, we're going to be talking about this from a high-level strategic overview. We're not going to get into the operational side. We're going to talk about the high-level strategic overview of how we're going to do that. So in terms of your roles, again, we're going to wear our board member's hat. We're going to focus on commonality for the entire membership. So that's the focus that we're taking today. And you can expect to be called on. We've already done that. And also know that we're going to be courteous and mindful of others. We're going to manage the time accordingly. And with your permission, you know, if there's opportunities where you agree to disagree, we're going to call you on it and we're going to bring focus positively back onto the conversation in order to move forward. We're going to try and avoid individual hijacking. Along those lines, we have some critters that we have here. So we use an operating system at our company called EOS. It's an entrepreneurial operating system. And this was something that was set up by the guy that we use. Our business coach, and basically you can see on here that you got a horse for don't beat a dead horse, you got a bull for don't be a bully, sacred cow here, elephant in the room, and squirrels, which we tend to throw at our engineers quite a bit because they tend to trail off. So that one's almost worn out, but we had to get a new set, so we're in better shape now. But we're not going to throw it at anybody, but you know, we might wander over if you start getting off track and we'll pick it up, an animal, and maybe set in front of you or something like that. Or maybe if you decide you need to throw it at one of us, you can do that too. So anyway, those are there just as tools and to have fun. So in terms of our roles, so with your permission, really what we want to do is guide this open and informed discussion, provide structure and safety, help the group find consensus using this STP plus O process that we've developed, stop talkovers, interruptions, create a parking lot for ideas. So if someone comes up with something that's completely off topic, we'll grab it because we don't want to lose it. We'll write it up here and we'll come back and talk about it later. So don't feel like we're going to lose anything that we're talking about here today. Call timeout to keep conversations on track. So just make sure that we're heading in the right direction and we're having productive conversation. We're going to let some conflict occur because it's healthy and we want it because that's how good stuff comes out of this. But if it gets to a point where it's detrimental, then we're going to stop that. And then we're going to restate things, negative things in positive ways as part of that process. And we're going to permit disagreement with ideas, but not with the person. So it seems like you guys are all in pretty good shape. I've facilitated other groups that are pretty dysfunctional, and it's interesting when you get board members who won't look at each other or talk to each other. So hooray, we're already ahead of the game here today. So
process. We've decided to make this meeting open for strategic planning. I'm actually not usually used to that. We're not compelled by looking at that.
Well, we follow the Open Meetings Act, and just the recognition. Sorry, that's just right.
So I think just in recognition of trying to be an open and transparent and to the public, and you know, we represent a pretty wide group here, and I think it's okay. You know, some folks do it, and I think in executive session, but we haven't proposed to do this in executive session.
Just one comment. We do have some folks on the line, I believe, that have chosen not to identify themselves.
Okay. So, and just from our standpoint, typically the working sessions are not public. But it's not to say that.
I've never seen it, but that's fine.
Yep. So, great. And I mean, we're not going to do anything here today that's going to be.
And just a quick question. Obviously, it is open. That's been established. Is there an opportunity, if it warrants, for it to be private?
We have not noticed an executive session, so that would probably be inappropriate.
Great. Okay, so now let's get into the meat of it. Again, thank you for the folks that responded to the survey. Most all of you did. This is really what helps inform us in terms of our process and to make the most of our time together. It also helps us set a schedule for purposes of making sure that we're addressing the things that you guys want to talk about. So really, all we're doing is facilitating the conversation. We're trying to provide some background in terms of direction and help bring some structure to this. But really, the product is coming from you guys. So thanks for responding. The industry, the experience and expectations were good and common to what we see, backed up by your comments again today, consistent, everyone's heart's in the right place, you're looking to be good stewards, you're trying to help the organization.